This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People let me tell you about my best friend. He's a warm-hearted person who loves me to the end. People let me tell you about my best friend. He's a wonderful boy, kind of toy, my up, my down, my pride and joy. People let me tell you about his number.
Stephens, good day. Rich McFadden along with Victoria Keelan joining us here. Jennifer hopefully back next week. She is still relaxing after her eye surgery. Doug Stephan be back along in just one second. Until then, we're going to head on over to DougStephan.com where you can participate in today's poll. Hey, Victoria, have you ever played along with Doug's poll?
I have not. I'm excited to do it for the first time.
That didn't sound right. If you go to the website. here's today's poll. Where did you get your pet? I got my pet from the pet store.
I rescued mine
breeder.
From Puerto Rico.
Don't laugh. I'll tell you in a second. I got mine from a relative or a friend. I got mine at the shelter or other. My two pugs, I got from Colombia.
Really?
And they flew back with my wife, yes.
The reason that we're having this discussion is because at DougStephan.com, there's a story about the first dog cafe for rescue puppies, generating some serious buzz. It's an interesting way of dealing with it. There are two ways of doing this. One, the rescue world. Meredith and I rescued a dog from the Brooklyn Kill Pound last year, and I was with a friend the other night.
Do they call it that? Like, is that the name that's on the big sign out front? Brooklyn Kill Pound?
No. That's how it is referred to on the internet.
Right. Okay.
However, there are kill centers.
Right.
And the organizations that are trying to get you to adopt these dogs, that's how, and that's what happens to them. They stay there for X amount of time, and then they put them to sleep.
Hey, listen, why not make a big sign outside that says Brooklyn Kill Center?
Yeah, they get people in the door.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. So I apologize. Too much information. Last night I had cabbage salad for dinner. That should tell you. It's clear out day.
you could have told us you were just changing a load of laundry.
I was changing a load of laundry.
There you go.
Exactly. All right. The fact that 1,100 people have been arrested over the past 5 weeks, federal crackdown on gangs in our country, mostly the gangs that traffic drugs, guns, and people. There's so little attention. Back to the real issues in our country, the real things that should be a part of the presidential campaign that Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, Bernie Sanders ought to be talking about instead of whether Cruz had an affair with five women. What difference does that? I mean, it makes, I don't mean this to sound like I don't care about it, but when it comes to the issues, we are being sidetracked by the ancillary issues. Is it important to his character that he's had, if he did have affairs with all these women? Yes. But where is the discussion of this sort of thing? There isn't any. We haven't talked. Have you heard anybody talk about gang violence and talk about what's going on in Chicago and Baltimore?
Nobody talks about gang violence.
No. Why?
Ever.
It's the biggest, one of the biggest problems in this country. And it comes as a result of immigration to a point. So, but it never gets to the second step because we're superficial in our understanding of what the issues are. So,
I think people are also afraid to alienate minorities as well.
Well,
I think candidates are really afraid of that. They
what are you
don't
saying?
Touch
no, okay, so what is why do minorities play into it in your opinion?
Well, in terms of gang violence, I think that candidates are probably afraid of saying we need to crack down on gang violence and have that in some way get misinterpreted as we need to crack down on minorities, ergo the police need to be involved more, which is a huge problem already, and that's not the solution.
The police are walking on eggshells when it comes to minority neighborhoods already.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So now they're afraid to do their job because they're, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
It's unfortunate, but no one has the guts to really step out there and say, this is a real conversation that we need
this
to have.
This MS-13 thing, that's a scary, scary situation there.
All right, talking about guts and who has either the guts, the brains, or is foolish enough to take on powerful institutions. One of the reasons that this program hasn't become, in terms of stature, the number one program in America is because powers that be don't like it when I talk about things that are against the public maelstrom. For 5 years, I have been talking about the NFL, concussions, problems, not necessarily, Richie's heard me modify my stand, Victoria, to a certain extent. I think that parents who allow their children to play football in high school and in college are irresponsible. And every time I say that, which happens once a week or so, the same people call up and tell me what a scumbag I am, and they hang up the phone. Fine, that's good. That's like having the same 100 people follow you on Facebook. Why bother with the rest of them? And so I pay no attention to that because it is, in my estimation, one of the premier challenges of our time to deal with this thing in some sort of a positive way. So maybe, is there a good outcome for everybody here? I don't see, frankly, a good outcome for everybody here because unless you just acknowledge when you go to play for the NFL and you sign the contract, you're going to get paid X number of millions of dollars, you are admitting or agreeing to the fact that you're putting yourself at risk.
Absolutely.
You know it. So yep. Therefore, you don't have the same status, if you will, as high school and younger, and maybe college players as well. Here's the next guy to step forward. Kansas City Chiefs safety has retired from the NFL. His name is Hussein Abdullah. Announced his retirement on Instagram last night. He suffered 5 concussions, which is what made up his mind to retire. Repetitive concussions, as you know, can cause CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. That's the way you pronounce it. So it leads to dementia with a lot of people, unusual memory loss. The NFL last year settled that $765 million lawsuit. You see, again, the NFL are bad guys in this because of the way they've handled it. But it seems to me the other side of it is that if you sign a deal now, anyway, maybe not 5 years ago, maybe not when Frank Gifford was playing, maybe not 10, 20, 30, 40 years, 50 years ago, people didn't know it. But now people know. So if you put yourself at risk now as a professional football player, then this is on you.
Before, this is like if you pick up a cigarette and you decide to start smoking now
In
2016.
Right.
It's on you.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody knows it's horrible for you.
Right.
So anyway, this guy's been married for 10 years. He has 3 children and doesn't want his children to grow up without a father. So that only brings us around to the discussion of the issue, which really doesn't change, although I was talking to a friend of mine who will remain nameless, somebody that I'm very close to. He has decided to do the same thing that I did 6 or 7 years ago. I had no suspicions, and it turned out that what I was told during the the preliminary evaluation of what came out of my brain test is that I might have a problem in this corner of my brain because of something happening when I was young, and it might lead to something later on. So I'm protecting myself against it by the way I eat. The way I make sure that there's plenty of blood getting to my brain, like super beats that I'm going to talk about in a second. But this guy played football in high school and in college, and he's in his late 50s, and I called another friend of ours, and I said, have you talked to him lately? And he said, yeah, I talked to him this morning. He doesn't sound like he's not sounding like he's really with it. And he's going to go. He said, I'm going to do what you did. I'm going to go out and have my brain tested at Cerascan and see what they find. And I can tell in his voice that he's worried about what he might find. And he went through a few things that are going on in his life that are changing. And he didn't tell our other friend that. But, you know, in essence, listening to him, you can tell there's something not there. So here's a guy who played high school football. He's a big guy. and he played college football, and he got banged around pretty well. And he would be the first person to tell you that he got banged around. And when I started talking about this 5 years ago, he took note of it, but he didn't do anything until he... And I don't know that it's too late, because there's a lot of stuff going on now in Alzheimer's and dementia research and treatment that will probably stall it where it is if you get to it now just by eating and taking the right supplements. But what I'm saying is he played football hard. And if you are playing football hard now in high school or college with the knowledge that this kind of activity has an extraordinarily good chance of ruining the rest of your life, or you get to a certain age and it ruins the rest of your life. So this guy retires at the age of 30 after five seasons or seven seasons. He's had enough. He doesn't want to risk it anymore.
Yeah, and hopefully he's tucked away enough money to take care of himself.
Right, yeah. Or he can maybe, if he's not, if he doesn't have the signs of it, then he can, you know, hopefully live a normal life. But CTE is caused by multiple head trauma.
I mean, he lived till 80 whatever.
84, yeah.
Did he know how many concussions he had?
He probably did not.
I'm saying that I'm going to...
Back then, you shook it off and got out there, or you sat out for a few minutes.
I'm going to guess that he got slapped in the head more often by his wife, Kathy Lee Gifford, than he did playing football.
Yeah, I would figure probably 10% of his concussions came from her.
Getting hit in the head with a bottle of wine probably hurts.
All right, so let's talk about how to get blood all around your body. If you've not heard the story of Superbeats, Victoria, you've not probably heard this story before.
I have not.
All right, so let me tell you about...
I took my Neo 40.
Yep, I did too, Richie. I took mine at 5. You took yours at 7. Superbeats and Neo 40 combine all the right things. Actually, there are a number of things that this company, Neogenesis, does that puts you first and puts this product together with all kinds of other sort of supplements. But the bottom line is that you need a healthy blood flow in order to live a better life. Start the day with a Neo 40 capsule, as Richie just suggested. This is one of the two main products that come from the folks who make Superbeats. Superbeats are, in the canister, a powdered substance. Comes from dried beets, non-GMO beets. They grind them up, they dry them out, put them in this canister. You take a teaspoon of it, put it in a glass of water, 4 ounces of water, and stir it up and drink it, and you'll have unbelievable energy. If you like to work out every day, like I try to do, and Richie's doing his Taekwondo and all that other stuff, you want to get the maximum benefit getting blood to your brain, to your muscles, to all of your organs. This is the way to do it. The Neo 40 product, you put it in your mouth, it dissolves instantly, and then goes through the absorption process right to work. Within seconds, you'll feel the difference. You'll feel the energy. You'll feel your desire to do something. It's better than a cup of coffee, better than those horrible caffeine drinks. This is all natural. So you start with Neo 40, and then you maybe in the afternoon, you slow down a little after you have too much for lunch. You got to go back to work. You take a glass of Superbeats, and man, will you wake up right up. Stamina, endurance, this is something that lots of the great athletes, Olympic athletes, college athletes, professional athletes are taking now as they find out more about Superbeats. All you have to do to get on board is make a simple phone call to 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183, or you can go online to DougLikesBeats.com and order Superbeats. You get a 30-day supply for no extra cost. All you have to do is tell them you're listening to me, and you'll get I think it's a 3-month supply, and you actually get 4 and pay for 3. That's the deal. This is worth, no matter what it costs, this is worth it because your blood pressure will lead, if you have high blood pressure, it'll lead to all kinds of problems, heart disease, strokes, that sort of thing. So if you get onto Superbeats, it'll bring your blood pressure down because it opens up the veins in your body and brings the pressure down. 800-655-4183. If it's good, you want to keep it there. If it's bad, you want to bring it down. Superbeats. 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies?
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Federal Agent Jack Bauer, and today is the longest day of my life.
I think you have another one, Jack.
You recognize that voice?
There's several of those.
As Jack. Kiefer Sutherland as Jack Bauer. He told us the other day, we were having a conversation with him, that never say never. He may show up on 24. He's got a new show where he plays the president coming out this fall. But he's also started a singing career. He's on the road. He's traveling. He's doing a tour of the country right now for the next couple of months to introduce people to his first album, if that's what we want to call it, his first CD. And he's introduced also his first music video for his first single called Not Enough Whiskey. So our video of the day today at DougSteffen.com is Kiefer and his first music video. This is the song that is on the video. Watch him sing at DougSteffen.com.
Pull the shades, lock the door, drag your feet across the floor, memories hang in the hall, pull them down off the wall. Now it's done, she is gone, long gone. There's not enough whiskey in the world tonight. Not enough whiskey for you to see the light. Not enough whiskey to make it all right. It's time for you to say goodnight.
Damn it! Where is he? Nice touch, Rich.
Doesn't seem right about that.
Man.
Does he tackle a Christmas tree in this video? That would make it more interesting.
Then it is.
Got a cowboy hat on.
There's no hope. Steady hands start to shake for the hurt. You can't take it.
You're
because
it's Kiefer Sutherland for his first music video, a song called Not Enough Whiskey.
I like it. I'm intrigued. Or what, you know, his voice is his voice.
Yeah.
Not enough whiskey.
Give it that. But I like where he's going with the music, and I'm interested in hearing more.
I feel like I haven't had enough whiskey to get through that song.
That was,
I love Kiefer.
He's been a smoker and a drinker all his life. So I think that's what you hear in the voice. That's necessarily what you hear in the song. All right, Richie, keep it going here for a second.
But you know that ain't true. Cause she's with someone who blame yourself. That ain't fair. So pretend you don't care. As your heart starts to crack, grab the phone, make a call. As the tears start to fall.
He wrote this, I think he chose, didn't he, Richie?
Yeah, well, that's how it all started. Is he originally wanted to write some songs. He just likes music, so he started writing songs, and he wanted other people to record them.
I said no.
And he's friends with Jude Cole.
Yeah.
And Jude was like, "Why don't you do it yourself?"
Uh-huh.
So I did. Yeah. And now he's going to tour and hang out with Jude Cole.
I think Jude Cole is with him on this.
Isn't he? He's with him on the album, but he's not with him on the band.
Tour. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So this is what you're going to hear—a folksy sort of country sound. If you go to the performance, he's getting small, intimate arenas, 300-500 seat arenas. That's where he's performing. And so it's an interesting twist on his character. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people interested in it, whether they would support him this way. I think people buy the CD or the album just because it's him. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. So you have a little dog, a Maltese, maybe a Yorkie, maybe a Shih Tzu, and you say, well, it's a little dog. It doesn't need to be trained. Well, listen carefully. Training is just as important for small breed dogs as it is for large breed dogs because their small size allows some people to overlook small dogs' bad behavior. Dog guardians don't always put as much energy into training their small breed dogs as they should. Unfortunately, the lack of training can lead to a number of behavior problems, including aggression, pushiness, and even incessant barking. It can also be dangerous for your little dog as well. A dog who doesn't learn to come when called is at risk for bolting out into traffic or becoming lost and may not return when you call them. And no matter what their size, a well-trained dog is a much more pleasant companion than one with bad manners. So big, small, medium, fat or skinny, it doesn't make any difference. Some socializing and education makes all the difference. I'm Warren Eckstein.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward-thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D. Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take.
That was 33 after the hour. Friendship is what we offer you. This is a good day program. My friend Rich McFadden at the controls of his studio in Washington. Victoria Keevan is here along with Kara Schillen. And our focus, at least in part, is on your brain. I want to go back to another story. We're talking about this Kansas City chief safety named Hussein Abdullah, who announced yesterday he would retire from the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, Dale Earnhardt, NASCAR champion, says he's going to donate his brain to science for concussion research. He has said this because there have been, I think, what did he say, 5 or 6 over his career? Yeah, they're getting these crashes, and yep, same sort of thing happens. They wear helmets, a lot of protective gear in these NASCARs, but they still...
Their heads are strapped into the to the seat.
Right, yeah. So anyway, this adds to the call, and it just the focus here is clear and straightforward. And why are you laughing?
I'm reading his tweet.
What, Earnhardt?
I'm donating everything one way or another. Why? What use is it to you at that point?
Yeah. To anyone, to you being him.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. If you're dead, I have my standing order is take everything you can out of my body, my eyes, my brain, if it's of value, organs, anything, everything.
So on your driver's license?
And then I have, I'm an organ donor on my driver's license.
Yeah, me too. But I've got everything can go.
You're done.
Yeah. So, Victoria, Richie has this thing about people, if you ever go in the hospital, the doctors are heavy breathers around you if they figure they can harvest a bunch of organs.
We're talking.
We have 50. The kidneys were $50,000. Right. We were talking about that earlier this morning. $50,000 you can get for your kidney.
In this country, there's a guy whose job it is to sell body parts, and he makes a commission on your liver, your heart, your whatever it is that you can he can get out of your body. And he's looking at everybody that comes in on a stretcher. He's going, huh. Look at that. Let's see.
So this is preventing you from being an organ donor?
Yes, yep. That's exactly what's preventing
you. I want my wife to be the one that says, go ahead, pull the plug.
Well, what happens
everything.
If the guy's in the room and offers her a really good price? Then she's like, you got it. Take
so
it.
So be it. At least my wife and kids will be the benefactor.
See you later, alligator. All right. So the areas of the brain is a fantastic, we all know how great it is. Imagine you don't have to think about your heart beating. You don't have to think about breathing. You don't have to think about digesting your food. You don't have to think about many different things. And like I'm here talking using my hands. My mouth works as a result of my brain engaging it.
Most of the time, anyway.
There have been thoughts in my brain that cause me to want to express myself. Do you realize what an amazing thing your brain is? But there's research out this week suggesting that we all suppress part of our brain, some parts that are used for example, analytical thinking. If we don't agree with something, we tend to try to suppress that area of the brain. For example, people have political points of view, and they don't want to hear another point of view. That's brain suppression, whether you realize it or not. Some people engage the parts responsible for empathy, and they have more of it or less of it. If you are not empathetic, you have suppressed your brain, and oftentimes those are not, it's a different part of the brain, obviously, than what automatically makes your body work, but it's a part of the brain that is influenced by how we think. We think the whole brain is about thinking, and it's not. But parts of it are, and the parts that are either analytical or empathetical, we can, depending on how we think, we can somehow or other, and I don't understand, and this study doesn't explain, it just says that we are capable of doing that. And so it comes around to what I find the fascinating part of this is those who believe in God. I have a very strong belief in God, very strong. I've come about it in various ways through my life, but mostly it has to do with life and being on the farm, watching grass grow, watching corn grow, watching my cattle grow. But you who have children, those of you who have watched anything grow, I was talking to a friend of mine last night. The lady is a financial advisor and her husband, they were both from Iowa, but they moved to Brooklyn. And now this guy, because he's a farmer through and through, has taken the roof of their apartment and used it as a garden. He plants this guy
on
the roof. Yeah, it's going on big time in the big cities.
Yeah.
So, but his, I don't know this because I don't know him, but I will tell you that my belief in God stems not from what I learned in Sunday school, but from what I see, what I observe. And the brain is a great example of that. And watching the grass grow is a great example of that. I believe my faith in me and Victoria and Richie and you comes from my belief that we all are capable of growing in a physical world. And even though your brain growing, being exposed to different ideas, isn't part of growing in the physical world, there's a growth there. It's sort of the same thing, growth. We think about growth, and I'm using that term, watching the grass grow, watching a calf grow, that sort of thing. But do you grow your brain the same way? Some people, yes. Some people, no.
My son and I were just talking about this last night. He's like, Dad, do you think I can move objects with my mind?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I tried a lot.
Well, man. You can't because your mind is dull.
Right, yeah. Well, I killed my brain cells with the beer. So, yeah. I mean, that's over.
Right.
But, you know, I told him, I was like, you sit there and stare at a penny, just alone in the room and stare at a penny.
Uri Geller stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he says, how do I do it? And I said, you grow your brain. You engage in different types of activities and hobbies and everything. And we only use 14% of our brain. And if we can use 50% of our brain, then who knows?
Can you imagine what? Now, that's a great, that's really, you handled that well. Is that you are a great father. And you get your children understand. No, you are. I believe you. I've been telling you that for years.
I need to meet the kids first, Richie.
The kids are good kids. His daughter's going to be the next, she's going to go to the moon without having to have a rocket ship.
Good Lord, that girl.
But anyway, this whole business of the supernatural, I will tell you, as God is my witness, I was up in the middle of the night, and I couldn't understand what I was thinking, but I felt this, and I heard something. Most of you know that I'm moving out of my farm where I've lived for 38 years, and moving to another farm that's next door, that's smaller. But this has been where my children grew up, and this is where I have lived and enjoyed much of my life, and my dog Charlotte was a very strong part of that. And I swear to you, Richie, I heard the rustling, and I went to the stairs, and I walked down the stairs, and I saw Charlotte.
Aww.
Oh, really? Yeah, was she standing there next to Edgar?
No, she was just looking at me, I woke up to it, but it was like I could see her. I mean, her spirit is all around here. So I called up Meredith, and I told her, she was dead asleep. I don't know, it was about 2 o'clock in the morning or something. And we talked about it for a second, but whether you believe it. If you believe it can happen, then it can happen.
And I just think it's a matter of believing in energy. If you believe in energy, then energy
we're all energy.
Created or destroyed. Really? We're all energy.
Yes.
So Charlotte was there.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. So.
Which is wonderful and comforting to know.
Yeah, it is, actually, frankly, because this has not been the greatest time. We highlighted the move with a posting at Facebook on the Facebook page, facebook.com/good day, of the bus that I moved out of this farm to the other farm. Sandy wrote, "Not colorful enough for Partridge bus, but I like yours better." Maya said, "A very well-weathered party bus with more than just a few miles on her." Linda wrote, "Looks like the one I used to go to school in, ha, ha, ha." So if you want to see the posting of that bus that we moved, I had a storage bus on the farm that had been sitting in the woods for 24 years, and I threw all kinds of stuff in it. There were tires in it and supplies and things that I didn't have room for anyplace else, and it just sat there. And so we
still think it's funny that you have coined the phrase storage bus. Like, that's a thing. That's
right,
not really a thing, Doug. You've created a storage bus.
That's what hoarders do.
That's what hoarders and American pickers do. Yes. It's a storage bus.
Oh, he's not an American picker. He's a hoarder.
Well, I have, but Richie, we happen to know I cleaned it out the other day. There's nothing left in it. I'm going to use them. I build a garage down at the other farm. I have 3 old school buses. I'm going to use them, and I'm going to attach
them
to the building. I have 3 old school buses. I'm going to attach them to the building and use them for parts. You walk up to the steps and into the bus, and there's this part and that part.
I didn't know there were hillbillies in Massachusetts,
yes,
but I learned something new every day.
Why can't you just use a building like everybody else does?
Well, because these are already there. They're already built. So why build a building when there's some already there?
Richie, it's a storage bus. Just get with the program.
Exactly. Come on. Come on down. I got some hoping for you.
It's Stefan and Son on the radio at 43 past the hour. Television report next on Good Day.
It's the big one, Elizabeth. I'm coming, baby. The big one.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that GEICO could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to GEICO.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder GEICO has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I'd give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting, buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
In college sports, team colors play a powerful role in every aspect of the game, from team jerseys to mascots to game day gear. We caught up with ESPN college basketball analyst and official LG color commentator, Jay Billis, for tips on using color to create the ultimate game day experience during March Madness.
For me, the ultimate game day experience comes down to three things, and the first is how you watch the games. Step it up with a screen that makes you feel like you're courtside. LG's OLED TVs are stunning, delivering perfect blacks and over 1 billion colors that are truly lifelike. TVs like these make watching from home even better. Brand new stats from LG Electronics and verified by Elias Sports Bureau show that teams wearing blue and red jerseys have made it to and won the most championship games over the last 30 years. Check out more team color stats at LGGameDay.com.
Sometimes game day foods get messy.
You got to protect your game day gear, which makes products like LG's Twin Wash Washer that can wash two loads at the same time a slam dunk. You can always be confident your team colors won't get tainted with that infamous red sock.
You can do game day right by incorporating some of these fun, colorful tips into your March Madness experience.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57
channels in the night. All right, we're at 50. Oh, we are. Neither. We're at 47 past the hour. That song is a bad influence on me, Richie. Television update. John Travolta.
As our Pennsylvania native Chuck Curry would say.
Oh, he's in the People versus O.J. Simpson. The story not about him and that show today. The story is about another male massage therapist who is suing him for... All right, the Gilmore Girls.
Well, I'll tell you, my not to spread rumors right
now. No, not to.
But a friend of mine was one of the managers at one of the big swanky hotels in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And those rumors have been around for years.
Yeah.
Years and years.
Right. It's just another way for you to clear your throat on the air.
Right.
The Gilmore Girls Netflix revival. Full steam ahead, steady drip of news about cast additions, cameos. I was not a Gilmore Girl fan. Were you, Victoria?
No, I've never seen it.
Really? Richie, you ever seen it?
I have every box set DVD. Yep, love it.
Every show ever.
Crazy. Right next to my 24 and Sopranos box set.
Of course. Right. That's right where it is.
Yep.
All right, speaking of that kind of show, CBS has a new MacGyver. The MacGyver franchise coming back to CBS next fall. And Lucas Till from X-Men is going to take on the character that Richard Dean Anderson played. Now, if they were really smart, they would bring Richard Dean Anderson back in some way, shape, or form so they get both generations. For whatever the reason, these producers never seem to do that. They're not smart enough. Look what it did for the Star Wars franchise.
They don't care. Yeah.
Well, of course they do. You're kidding? Han Solo? And Leia in Star Wars? Of course
they killed off Han. He's done, so.
Yeah, well, they got back one.
This guy even looks like MacGyver. So
does he?
Yeah, he'll feel
maybe,
right.
Maybe it'll be his son or something. Maybe they'll, you know, loop it in that way. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it is a good idea always to bring back some of the original stars. I was a huge fan of the Dallas reboot until TNT got rid of it. It was great.
Yeah, it was actually – I watched it. I didn't really watch it when it was on the first go-around, but the second go-around, I found myself watching it from time to time.
And it was so great because I would call my mom and I'd say, so what really happened? Who actually shot JR? Because I was too young for the first one, but it was such a great moment where I got to talk to my parents about, you know, a show they loved and a new show I loved that had the same stories.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Exciting news here. We're exciting if nothing else on Good Day. 51 after.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Now 53 after the hour on the Good Day program. Joining us now is Amy Newmark, who is responsible for the Chicken Soup for the Soul book series. And it would be as we think about getting into the Easter season and into springtime, you have the chance to sort of create something new. And we're going to talk about the power of forgiveness from the new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Forgiveness. That trail, that information, that conversation in a moment here on Good Day.
Jessica, who's there? I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things. Doctor's appointment, school plays. By the way, Dylan needs granola bars for soccer.
Okay, fine. What do you want?
I need to remind you to check your Shop Your Way account for surprise points.
I forgot about those.
Yeah, I know. They're yours to use at Sears and Kmart on anything you want. Jewelry, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points valid until March 30th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
You are unique, which means there's only one brand of jewelry that can fully capture everything you are. Pandora. And Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, is the place to wrap yourself in the latest Pandora trends. Stop in between March 31st and April 3rd, and you'll receive a free Pandora bracelet with your Pandora purchase of $100 or more. The one piece that completes your look, it's waiting for you at Jared. Free bracelet must be of equal or lesser value than $65. Void where prohibited while supplies last.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
55 past the hour on Good Day. We have Amy Newmark, who is responsible as the editor-in-chief of the Chicken Soup for the Soul book series. Been around for almost 10, actually more than that. How long has this franchise been around, Amy? I was trying to remember when the first one came out.
Hey, believe it or not, it's almost 23 years now.
23 years. Wow. Unga bunga. All right. So
it's a recipe that works.
It is a recipe that works. There are all kinds of ideas that come forth. I'm a big believer in the power of forgiveness. There are a lot of people who don't seem to know how to do this. What's the key here? Is it learned or absorbed? How does one understand how powerful it is to forgive?
It is learned, and it's something that you don't have to naturally have within you. You can just read about it, think about it, analyze your situation, and then just decide, I'm going to use the power of forgiveness. And once you do it, it takes 1 second. There's no time, no money, no sweating. It all happens privately in your own head, and it's life-changing. I think the first thing to do is to realize that the person who wronged you had other issues in his or her own life, and that's what has helped me. I never really get mad for very long because I always look at the person and say, well, what motivated the person to do that? And I always realize, hey, he's got something going on in his own life. It wasn't really about me. But the fact is that when you hold on to this anger, all it does is hurt you and the
bad
other
for
person.
You. Right.
Yeah, the other person probably doesn't even really know. He's fine.
I remember once, Richie, you can remember this conversation perhaps. Some guy called me, it was a long time ago. He was really angry with me about something, and I put him on the air, and he's yelling and screaming, and I didn't really react to him, which made him angrier. He just kept going, yelling and screaming, do you realize, sir, how this isn't hurting me at all? I don't care what your thoughts are. You have your own thoughts, and you think what you do about me, but you realize what you've just done in the past 4 or 5 minutes to your body, the blood pressure issues. If you don't have a good blood pressure to begin with, you could be creating a situation for a stroke. He just kept yelling at me.
Yeah, I think that if you have rage and anger, all it does is bring more rage and anger into your life, and you're really only hurting yourself. You're never hurting the person you're mad at anyway.
No, but this is the kind of stuff, you know, people are talking about bringing guns to the Republican convention and things. There are a lot of people who have guns and people who drive cars who ought not to be doing either because they are angry about a lot of things. They don't know how to forgive. And so there's nothing in this, folks, for you except peace of mind, quiet. It is much better for you, but it's a learned skill. And I think that's what Amy is trying to teach you in the book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Forgiveness, right? You probably have a number of these things in your own life, Amy, right?
I just let them go. And maybe I'm acting superior because I just look at the person even as he's yelling at me. And I think, you have so many issues in your life.
Yep.
Not hurting me.
Yep.
Go for it. Enjoy yourself, buddy, but it's not going to hurt me.
That's when I hang up the phone. All right, Amy, thank you for giving us the force to start thinking about how to forgive.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all.